Arriva allora. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today is your last, this is the very last of the whole session. Time for a celebration. Finally. I was happy that you learned a lot. I was happy that it's finished. Studies never finish, as we were talking the other day. It's a long, lifelong process, if not eternal process. Ever learning. Remain students for rest of your life. Keep learning. What is the topic? Surrender. What is the big topic? What is the subject that you study, or we all study? What is the subject or object of our knowledge? Krishna. So much to know. Every time you know, you become joyful. You are properly situated, sthitosmi, gata-sandeha. This goes on every day. Every day you know more sthitosmi, sthitaha asmi. Now I'm properly situated, more properly situated, grounded. Otherwise, kamala dala jala, jivana. Can't settle. You may be tilting, collapsing, sinking, so many things. But with the knowledge, hearing, which is bhakti, yoga, the person is swarupena, finally, swarupena vyavasthitihi. Swarup. Swa. Our own roop, our own form. In relationship with the Lord, not that we separately situate ourselves, we situate ourselves at the lotus feet of the Lord. Dhuli sadrasham vichintaya sthitaha tavapada pankajasthita sthitosmi. I'm situated there at the lotus feet. And acting, not just sitting, situated, sitting. Acting. Kaino. Acting with the body. Manasa, with the mind. Buddhya, with the intelligence. Kevalai indriyairapi. Even all the senses are active, engaged, employed in service of the Lord. Yoginaha karma kurvanti. Yogis act. This is how they become bhakti yogis. One kind of yogis, they are jnanis. So they attain only shantaras. We are hearing this morning from Banu Sai Maharaj. They are jnani bhaktas. And you attain shanti, peace. The gopis are never peaceful, Maharaj was explaining. Gopis are always running. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Is he gonna? We're gonna see him. What are we gonna do with him? Where are we gonna get flowers for him? When the banks of Kusum Sarovar, and when we meet, is gonna be someone interrupting our meeting? Is Madhu Mangal going to be coming? I got rid of Madhu. I got rid of Madhu. Well, you know that pastime. A Prem Sarovar, Madhu Mangal comes and with a stick. And there was one bumblebee that was hovering over Kishore Kishori. He thought, why is this bumblebee bothering the divine couple? So he came with a stick. He vixed it away. Drove it away. And while he was going away, he said, I got rid of Madhu. And then Radharani jumps to conclusion that he got rid of my Madhusudan. Finally we had met. And this rascal Madhu Mangal, he got rid of my Madhusudan. She jumps to that conclusion and she is feeling all vacant without Madhusudan. And she is into tears. Krishna was next to her. I'm here. He makes attempt, but she was gone. She was no external consciousness. She was deep within. So he could not convince that he was next to her. Seeing Radharani in that sorry state of existence, Krishna, he was influenced, he was overwhelmed. And he was into tears also. Seeing Radharani's state of mind and the pangs of separation. And Radha's tears and Krishna's tears, they were flowing down and they were mixing and flowing, and they were filling up a lake, filled up the whole lake with the tears of Radha and Krishna. So that lake is there even today, in between Barsana and Nandagram. That lake is called Prem Sarovar. The gopis' life is not that peaceful. So bhakti yogis are busy, engaging their body, mind, intelligence, senses, and whatever else is in their possession. It's all tvadiya vastu govinda tubhyamaiva samarpaye. This is the attitude. Again, talking about attitude. Our person in knowledge, he comes to conclusion that tvadiya vastu govinda. Hey Govinda, all these vastus, all these things in my possession are yours. Hence, what do? I offer them back to you, engage them in your service, and then I become free, become liberated. That was just a big burden. Some people don't mind that burden. They go on increasing burden. Srila Prabhupada once told a humorous story of an old lady carrying a big bundle of sticks, probably heard. The wind coming blew away her bundle of sticks and started praying, please, please, God, wherever you are, please appear. And when God appeared, yes, lady, what could I do for you? Please help. Don't you see the bundle of sticks? This is mine, I had collected. Please help. So God was helping. Back on her on head. Lady was in business. Bye. The karmis or others may not offer everything unto the Lord. They may take help just to increase their burden. Karma. Karma is performed by karmis, and then karmis are into fruitive activity, fruitive results. Then karma mishra, then jnana mishra, like that. But the knowledgeable person, as we also again heard this morning, Kapil Dev instructs his mother, he performed devotional service, surrender everything unto the Lord. It is His. So, okay, first of all, from yesterday, yes, I'm going to look into appropriate attitude of the preacher in reference to Nectar of Devotion. Introduction here is that attitude. The author of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami, very humbly submits that he is just trying to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, although he humbly thinks himself unfit for this work. Oh, well. We are Rupanugas. Anuga is one who goes after. Acharyas go, and then Anu. Behind you go. And you become Prabhupada Anuga, or Rupa Anuga, Acharya Anuga. So, Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitanena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Swapadandikam. So Rupa Goswami, and like him, the other Acharyas, they know Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam. What is on the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they know. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was reciting a very confidential verse the time of Ratha Yatra. It was on mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found out in the kutir of Rupa Goswami, he found a little piece of paper, or maybe just a leaf, maybe. And that verse, which he was thinking of, was found. He was surprised. How come? And who is it who read my mind? And that was none other than Rupa Goswami. That time, while Mahaprabhu had arrived at Rupa Goswami's kutir, Rupa Goswami was in the ocean taking his noon bath. As he returned, are you the one? Is this yours? So, Rupa Goswami had access to the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam. Of course, Lord is cause of all causes, including this one. Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed this verse into the heart of Rupa Goswami. So Acharyas, they know the mind of the Lord, mission of the Lord. They execute the mission. But they always humbly think that they are unfit to do this work. That should be the attitude of all preachers of Krishna consciousness movement. That is all you all are. Preachers, propagators of Krishna consciousness. The Brahmin, learned Brahmins, Pandits. What does Pandit Brahmin do? Patan, Patan. He studies and he teaches. This is the primary function of a Brahmin. Adhyan, Adhyapan. He is studying Shastras, keeping his life simple, not complicating. Otherwise, he'll have to work. There's no time for studies. No time for sharing the knowledge. So he keeps his life simple, bare minimum necessities. His thoughts are high, his life is simple living, high thinking. So what is high thinking? Yeah? What is the highest thought? Krishna, Krishna conscious related thoughts, Krishna. Krishna's thoughts in Bhagavad Gita, this is a high thinking. Bhagavatam, this is high thinking. So when those thoughts are there, high thoughts are there, then one could also manage with simple living. Without high thinking, simple living is not possible for us. It's difficult. So those who wish to live simply, not just simply living. Simple living and simply living. The difference. So you should take note of what is high thinking. We always keep saying high thinking, simple living, high thinking. What is high thinking? Krishna consciousness is high thinking. Think like God. Thinking like God. He's our Father. He's our Lord. Of course, this little fraction of all that God thinks, we have limits. We could only chew so much, store only so much thought, or accumulate, or assimilate. Our capacities, small, but same thought, just some bites of those thoughts. God's thought. Thinking like God. Godly. Then the person becomes godly. He doesn't become God. He becomes godly because his thoughts are God-like. They are good God, godly thoughts. Then they are good for that person who is thinking and others. Those who come in his contact, or those who listen to him. Whole welfare. We should never think of ourselves as great preachers, but should always consider that we are simply instrumental to the previous acharyas. And simply by following in their footsteps, we may be able to do something for benefit of suffering humanity. That kind of attitude. We are never independent. We are dependent or interdependent, as they say. Or thoughtfully, independently thoughtful, Prabhupada said. He would like to see his followers independently thoughtful. They could think. So Srila Prabhupada, where is their songbook? Someone had a songbook here. And Srila Prabhupada, is that? Oh, this is a different one. Is that? Markine Bhagavat and Srila Prabhupada is in Boston, and so he's, when he saw people in Boston, when he saw the rat race, like a rat, the people are moving backwards and forwards. Srila Prabhupada is there with Captain Pandey, of the Jaldut boat's captain. Swamiji has gone a little walk. So this was the first time Srila Prabhupada has touched the land of America, land of opportunities, they say. By seeing the mood of the people there, Srila Prabhupada, these people are not even stopping. How could I preach? But Lord, you have brought me here. Or my Guru Maharaj has desired that I go to the West. preach Krishna consciousness in English language. Then Prabhupada started praying. Or he gets on the boat. Now boat is going from Boston to New York. Srila Prabhupada is with pen and paper on the boat and he's writing. Na chao Prabhu, na chao sai mate. Amito kasthera putali. I'm just a puppet in your hand, my dear Lord. Make me dance, O Lord, make me dance as you feel, make me dance. Let me talk or dance as you feel. My name is Bhakti Vedanta. Now he had to prove, do something so that Bhakti and Vedanta, I'm supposed to say. I'm equipped with Bhakti and Vedanta. The conclusions of the Vedas are known to this person. His embodiment of Bhakti. So you get something done through me, use me. And so that's the mood. He's praying to his Guru Maharaj, praying to Sri Krishna. And always giving credit to his Guru Maharaj. My Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada. My Guru Maharaj. I'm sure you have heard Prabhupada's lectures. So when he makes reference to his Guru Maharaj, the way he says, my Guru Maharaj, with his heart, his proud and mouthful, heartful, my Guru Maharaj. I'm not a... If there's anything miraculous you are seeing, Westerners are taking into Krishna consciousness, this is mercy of my Guru Maharaj. I feel his presence always as if my Guru Maharaj is next to me and asking me to do this, or to do that. He's watching. A wise Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. He passes by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Samadhi whenever he comes from Kolkata to Mayapur, but he does not get out, doesn't pay respects to his Guru Maharaj's Samadhi Mandir. Some of the God brothers, Srila Prabhupada's God brothers, were making comments like this. And finally these comments reached Prabhupada and he says, what do they think? My Guru Maharaj is always next to me. So whether every time he got out of the car and offered his obeisances or not, he said, my Guru Maharaj is next to me. I feel his presence. He's guiding me. Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite par, tomara shakati ache. Ami to kangal. Krishna, Krishna, bali, dhai, tava, pache, pache. This is also the mood of a preacher or a follower. He humbly submits that Krishna is with you. You have Krishna, you have Krishna. And you are competent to give that Krishna to me. Hence I am running after you. Dhai, tava, pache, pache. I'm pauper, I'm no good qualities. I'm just made up of your mercy. All these moods are... Our acharyas have beautifully written, sung in the poetry of Bhaktivinoda and Narottam Das Thakur. Simply by following in their footsteps, we may be able to do something for the benefit of suffering humanity. So on our own, we don't do nothing much. We do on behalf of our previous acharyas or spiritual master, when we are empowered, when we are able to accomplish something. If that mood is not there, then we are cut off. And then dry branch of the Chaitanya tree. That branch may be still on the tree, connected in some way, but it's all dry. Not only the branch should be part of the trunk of the tree, but all the juice going through it, and then leaves and the flowers and the fruits. And then one offers that to others. Okay, so just a little glimpse of that mood we were contemplating, our attitude, appropriate attitude of the preachers of Krishna consciousness. And then what happens today? Are you given some homework? Okay. Students reading assignment, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, verses 56 or 55, 56. All the way to the end of the chapter. And then it says, identify and discuss the relevance, significant verses mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. That section. Last chapter, this section, this group of verses. So you have studied these verses. What does that mean? You have memorized, kantastha. Learned by heart or learned by throat. Yeah, these are really wonderful verses. One should put oneself, himself, in the position of Arjuna and listen, hear Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is targeted towards each one of us. When Arjuna is asking questions, they're like our questions. We don't even know how to ask what questions to ask. So Arjuna is doing all that. Perfect questions, perfect answers. That is what this dialogue is, Bhagavad Gita. The world has heard or seen how many dialogues. Right now, how many dialogues are going on in the world? 100. Everywhere, every nook and corner, wherever you go. On the earth, in the ocean, on the trees, in the sky, in the heaven, in the hell. There's a little talk is mobile. Which is becoming cheaper now, so they are just talking, talk it up. Chat? Chatting. Talk is cheap. Talking has become cheap now. Because it costs less, talk is becoming cheaper and cheaper. Its quality, it has no quality, it has no substance. People are just talking, not even thinking, just talking. They used to say, just do it, now just talk it. So these are all dialogue, they're all conversations. And then this world has experienced one extraordinary dialogue. Samvadam idam adbhutam. That wonderful, astounding
amazing, divine conversation. And that is this Bhagavad Gita. Gita so Gita kartavyaha kim anyai shastra vistarai. What is the need of any other conversation, any other dialogue, any other shastra? This is enough. Ekam shastram devaki putra gitam. One shastra is enough. One scripture is enough, Bhagavad Gita. Lord had come, he did come and had gone, returned to his own abode without giving Bhagavad Gita, then, you know, what would be doing? Lord would stay on in the spiritual sky, would stay on here on and on and on and on. But he wanted us to follow him, get out of here, go back to him. And to do that, he has left this message behind in the form of Bhagavad Gita. Rivo, Rivo, Rivo! Meaning what? Rivo. Spirit soul. Rivo. So anyone wants to make some comments, observations? You found something significant? You had some realization which you would like to share with us? Yeah?
So, strange question. Why with other teachers I don't fall asleep, but with you I do fall asleep? Why? I feel like need to make some sound.
Yeah, must be boring, my presentation must be boring. You should tie your sikha to that fan there and put it on, fan on. In the good old days, they used to, gurukulis, they used to have their sikhas tied. So you are not the first one and only one. It's a tradition. Yeah, okay. You want to make some which will wake you up once and for all. Yeah, when you think, you have to. When you stop thinking, then. You have to. One mantra wakes you up in his conversation. Mahaprasada Govinda, wake up. Om Namo Bhagavate. Yes, Prabhu. A lot of time you are given instruction to this, to do this. Spiritual master, he gives general instructions, then he gives sometimes specific instruction, do this,
or do padayatra, or print books, or distribute books, or preach in English language, yes. Do scientific preaching. Life comes from life, not from matter. You know, prove this to the dull-headed scientists, otherwise kick in their face. So once you are given this assignment, you are in the field to accomplish it, then this is when the attitude that we just talked about, you are not independent. Because this activity of preaching is not a mundane material activity. The mercy factor is there. That current has to flow from Krishna to the whole disciplic succession to you, so that you are empowered. Krishna Shakti Vina Nai Tar Pravartan. And what is the other part? Kali Kalir Dharma Hari Nam Sankirtan. Dharma for this age of Kali is Nama Sankirtan, and to propagate this Sankirtan movement, Krishna Shakti Vina Naitar Prabhartan. So that Krishna Shakti, by mercy of spiritual master, we get that Shakti, we get intelligence, whatever it takes to do it. As soon as, again, we think we are the doers, I don't need anybody's, I can do myself, that pride and all that, then the whole flow of that energy, flow of that empowerment is blocked. Then your mind becomes a bad conductor. It's a good conductor. Electricity, when it flows, there are some wires, some metals are good conductors of electricity. Some are bad conductors. They create resistance. Something that is flowing and something else resists it, protests it, or blocks it from flowing or coming to you. When fan has regulator. When regulator is on phi, say, the fan is the fastest speed. So what does that, what is happening there? What is regulator doing? Least resistance. The current is coming from powerhouse and overhead those wires and to your house. And so the regulator on phi means allows current to flow. Whatever current is coming, all supplied to the fan. If it is in the middle, it means blocked. Only so much current is allowed to go to the fan and move the fan. If it is on one, means more resistance, more blockage, only little leakage, little flow is allowed, and then fan moves also slow. And then when it is on zero, complete blockage and no flow of current, fan is there, everything is there, whole setup is there, but no movement because everything is blocked. So attitude, mind, intelligence, how they function, what we think, what is our mood. With that, either the parampara, we allow parampara to act through us, or we block that whole energy, whole flow, whole mercy, whole intelligence, and then your pride and your this, your... So our capacity
to function, one could accomplish so much. We should not think, I could do only so much. Yes. But if you allow Krishna to work through us, then unlimited. I mean, see how much Prabhupada accomplished. It wasn't just that 70-year-old man who was penniless and friendless as he appears externally. But he was neither penniless. He had a wealth of the holy name. And he was not friendless. He had a best friend with him. That was Krishna and the holy name. And just see how much was accomplished. Otherwise, just a 70-year-old man who doesn't even leave home. What to speak of going overseas and all that. Is that enough? Yeah.
Maharaj, you mentioned that a devotee should keep his life simple so that he can devote time to thinking and to studying the Shastra. And then later on you mentioned that without high thinking, simple living is not possible. So it appears that both of them are interdependent. If your life is too engaged in so many things, then you don't have time to have a thoughtful, you don't have thoughtful time to study the scripture. If you don't do high thinking, then you can't keep your life simple either. So, which one is of primary importance out of the two? It appears both of them are interesting.
Start thinking. Yeah, start with thinking. Then, simple life would be kind of byproduct or will just follow. If you want to, yeah, if you keep thinking high, think of Krishna, then your bodily concept would be nil, or just to keep the body and soul together kind of philosophy. And if that's not the case, then all the lust, all the greed, all the anger of the world will take over. And there's no end to how much you will have to accumulate to fulfill the desires of your... So this Mr. Anger, Prabhupada said, Mr. Anger, and Mr. Anger, not Mr. Lust, he said, Mr. Lust. And he has an anger brother, he said, called Anger. Because kamat krodho vijayate, from kam comes krodh. So first there's a calm lust, and then from lust comes anger. So this will keep, world is very busy, just accumulating, and there's no end to all that. Greed. One thing is a need, and Mahatma Gandhi said, need is okay. So basic need, you need, you know, some shelter, few sets of clothes, some food to eat, like that. Basic need, that's, you have right to, fulfill your needs. But when the greed has taken over, there is no end to. So they try to, this family planning, they try to decrease the number of people on the planet or in the country. So they think that each one will have, if less people, X amount of wealth, people are less, then each one gets a little more share. Let's cut down the population, cut down, cut down, cut down. But that is not really the solution. Finally, say there are only two people. Cutting down, cutting down, now there are only two. What would those two people think? He will think two is too many. Two persons is too many. There should be only one, and that's me. Because I have to share 50-50. He gets the half of the wealth of the country or the planet goes to him, only half I get. This is not fair. Because the conditioned soul, Ishwaro Aham. That's the disease. I am the control. I am. And he's competing with the Lord, right? Unknowingly, living entity is competing with the Lord. So as much Lord has, no, I should have that much. Not, I cannot be half Lord, I am to be full Lord, you know. So if this high thinking is not there, proper thinking is not there, Krishna conscious thinking, teachings of Bhagavad Gita, one has not learned, then there's no end. You will, high living lifestyle. A lifestyle, death style. Even I will die in a style.
This section, and then Krishna gives the option to Arjuna, whatever he wants to do.
What does he say that? And what verse is he saying?
63rd verse.
Yatha ichasi tatha kuru.
What is the, how much significance for us when we are preaching to others? How much reverence we
should have? Krishna is... Krishna may be giving option, but we don't. I was just listening to, I don't know who it was. He said that the spiritual master is even more merciful than Krishna in one sense, that Krishna gives choice, or spiritual master, just do the right thing. Just do this, not this or that. It goes ill together. The spiritual life and material life of sense gratification or sinful life goes ill together. You cannot have one foot in one boat, one foot in another boat. It's very awkward. You have to take off your foot from the other boat and just be in the boat that is going back to home. We are going back to home. Some devotees play guitar and they say, we are going back to home. So that means they have to just come into this boat. Yeah, so, I mean, of course, we encourage them to practice this devotional service, high thinking, and then they will give up the lower nature, low thinking. So when those young American boys and girls, or the early followers, they were coming, there was no screening at the door, only pure devotees come in, everyone else out. Everyone was welcome. And everyone was encouraged to chant and dance and sit down, little philosophy, and Prabhupada was personally feeding them prasad, cooked by him, offered by him, even washing parts afterwards. Then at certain point, we introduce the four regulatory principles, and those who wish to follow may join our mission. They will have to follow four regulatory principles. Are you ready? Then they are ready by that time. So there's a whole step-by-step approach. Bring them higher and higher and higher. So we know what the goal is. Bhaktya mam vijanati yavanyaschasmi tatvataha. So knowing tatvataha, Lord is stressing here in verse 55. And tato mam tatvataha gyatva. One who knows me tatvataha is very important to know tatva, to know siddhan, know philosophy or things as they are. Then that person will enter viśyati tadanantaram sarva karmani sada kurvano madvaspashrayah madprasadat avapnoti shashvatam padam abhyayam. So then that person will attain final destination, eternal destination, that's Lord's abode. Chetasaha sarva karmani. So with all intelligence, full Krishna consciousness, you render all services, sarva karmani, sannyastya, sannyasya, giving up whatever is false. Buddhi yogam upasritya matchittaha satatam bhava. You've matchittaha means Krishna consciousness. In your chetana there is Krishna, matchittaha. I am in your consciousness. You become like that 24 hours a day, Prabhupada is translating. Mat chittaha sarva durgani, mat prasada tarishyasi. By Lord's grace, mat prasada sarva durgani, durga, ga, going, du means dushkar, very difficult to go or cross over, transcend. But mat prasadat, by my mercy, you'll be able to overcome. Atha chet tvam ahankaratva na shoshyasi vinankshasi. But if you don't listen to me because of your pride, this is like a towards the end. Krishna had been talking for past 40 minutes, few more minutes to go before he would conclude his conversation. Then he says, because of false ego, if you don't listen to me, then you will be lost. He's cautioning him. Yadahankara asritya nas yotse iti manyase. I will not fight because of your false pride. If you would take that stand, I will not fight, then by my nature you will have to be engaged in warfare by your nature. And the whole purport, the nice things explained. Everyone has a propensity. He's a kshatriya, so fighting is natural for him. So if he doesn't fight for Krishna, doesn't use his propensity, talent for Krishna, then he will use it for something else. He will kill some sparrows, some birds. Or, it is in the blood, in the system.
If he doesn't do for Krishna, then Ishvaraha sarvabhutanam hriddi si arjuna tishtati. Very nice verse. Brahmayan sarvabhutani yantra rudhani mayaya. Ishwar. Although Ishwar Parmeshwar himself is talking, but Krishna is talking as if, you know, he says, Ishwar, Ishvaraha sarvabhutanam. Ishwar stays in hearts of all the living entities. He doesn't say, I reside. Elsewhere, of course, he has said that. Aham sarvasya prabhavaha mattaha sarvam pravartate. Aham, yeah, like that. So he has, elsewhere he does say, clarifies who that one is. But here he is, Ishvara sarvabhutana vriddeshe. Desh also means country. Ishwar stays in a country called heart. Rit deshe. There's a desh, there's one nationality, one country called Rit, Ridai, heart. And Ishwaraha, Ishwar resides there. Sarvabhutana. And only yantra mentioned by Lord in Bhagavad Gita, his body is yantra. And the soul is riding on that yantra, and this yantra is made up of maya, and wandering around. And Ishwar is also next to him. Tameva sharanam gacha. Tameva. Emphasizing. Unto him only tameva. Tama. Who is tam? Unto that Ishwaraha. Ishwaraha sarvabhutana riddeshe Arjun. Hey Arjun. Tam. Unto that Lord or tameva Ishwaraha. Sharanam gacha. Gacha. Go. Because he's scared of me. He's scared. In the cave, he has gone into the cave, in the heart of living it, he's hiding. And Shiva is in the cremation ground, and Brahma is this, he's talking about. And his followers are doing all this flattery. You are such a hero, and you know. And we are with you. You don't have to worry about this Vishnu, and don't worry about this. Yeah, so even they knew where his Lord residing. Tat prasadat param shantim sthanam prapshasi shashvatam. So shanti sthanam. The peace, abode of peace is Lord, is achieved as one surrenders unto him. Now he says, I'm going to tell you, guhyat guhyataram maya. I have explained confidential or even more confidential knowledge unto you. You should contemplate vimrasya etad asheshena. Take your time, deliberate upon all that I have said to you. And then yatha ichasi tatha kuru means I know you have a minute independence. I'm not going to force you. You have independence. So fight, not fight, it is up to you. That minute independence. So Lord is giving, there's a scope to exercise that. Manmana bhava madhbhakto madhyazi imam namaskuru. Now this is called guhyatamam. This statement, sarva guhyatamam bhuyaha shranome paramam vachaha. Now I have spoken something guhya, confidential. I have said something guhyatar, something more confidential. But now I am going to talk guhyatamam, the most confidential. And what is that most confidential thing? Manmana bhava madhbhakto madhyazi mam namaskuru mam eva yashasi satyam te pratijane priyosi me.
Mam eva eshasi. You'll come to me and manmana, four times here. Lord says, you do four things. But every time says, his name is attached. Manmana, matmana, your mind fixed upon. Manmana, bhava, madbhakta. Take note of this, madbhakta. Manmana, madbhakta, become my devotee. Madhyaji, when it comes to offering, offer worship, worship me. Mam namaskuru, and obeisances also unto me. So there's no room for speculation. It's very clear. Person who is standing before Arjuna says, remember me, become my devotee, worship me, and your obeisances unto me. And if you did so, then mam eva eshasi, you will achieve me. And this is the truth. And I promise. And I, well, because I love you. I like you, Arjuna. So you come back to me. I would like you to come back to me. And for sure you will come back. I promise this. So as we said, we could put ourselves in the shoes or in position of Arjuna, and Lord is talking to us. You will come to me, mam eva eshasi, satyam. There was no need for Lord to say, I am speaking the truth. Because all that Lord speaks is only truth and nothing else but the truth. Tri Satyaya. Lord is described by those demigods when Lord was appearing in Mathura, those prayers. And then Sarva Dharman Paritejya Mamekam Sharanam Braj. So give up Christianity, give up Islam. Is he saying that? Yes or no?
Yes.
Give up or not give up?
Yes.
Give up Christianity. Not referring. Could it refer? Is it possible? For? Huh? They did not even exist. Buddhism is 2500 years old. Christianity. Yes. Okay, repeat. Now, okay, that, so now you want to say. Krishna did not say. But. Yeah, well, it's a big subject matter. So it's not a, well, what he,
you have your false conception and see me as your only refuge. That false conception could be with bodily, on the bodily level, intellectual level, on different levels. He's saying, give up all that and see me as your final refuge, as the ultimate refuge. Take shelter of me. Isn't that what it purpose?
Well, quickly, in the first chapter, Arjuna is concerned about different dharmas, jati dharma, this dharma, that dharma. The whole first chapter, Arjuna is talking about different obligations towards society, towards the. So Krishna is, give up that, you know, all those dharmas. Because those dharmas were keeping Arjuna from battling or fighting. Those things were coming in the way of executing the will of the Lord, which is devotional service of the Lord. So give up all that, those dharmas. Then he had said, well, I appear, sarvadharman parityajya. Dharma samsthapanarthaya. Lord had just said, I appear to establish dharma. And the next thing is a give up. Varieties of dharma. So there's some distinction. Lord appears to establish the principles of dharma, but there are some principles which are to be given up or secondary or... But then dharma is mentioned, okay, I give up all varieties of religion, then what do I do? Mama ekam sharanam brash. So that is dharma. Mama ekam sharanam brash, that is dharma. And everything else that comes in between stops you from surrendering unto Krishna, including demigod worship, karma karn, jnana karn, this karn, that karn, kevala vishera bharn. They're part of the shastras. Then finally there was Gita and Bhagavat. Bhagavat was, we're hearing this morning. So Bhagavatam is made easy, only bhakti, no other things. So goal is to come to the level of bhakti. Bhakta performs bhakti and achieves Bhagavan. So this is, that's a dharma. The soul is bhakta. He performs bhakti, devotional service, and achieves Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So everything additional, extra, and all that, niti and morality and this obligation, that obligation, it has to be given up. Pure. Jnana Mishra and Karma Mishra, Bhakti, Anna Abhilashita Shanyam, Jnana Karma Adhyanavratam. Na Dhanam, Na Janam, Na Sundarim Kavitam Va Jagadisha Kamai. Mama Janmani Janmani Shvare. And Bhavatad Bhakti Rahitruki. So this verse is also talking. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, this is no karma. I don't want to be karmi and enjoy this aspect of life, that aspect of life. I perform this yajna and get a beautiful wife or wealth or beauty or elevation to the higher planets. I'm not into that. Na dhanam, I don't want this karma and karmi and results of karma, fruitive activities, which is part of dharma, is part of the shastra. In the complete package, it is there, is listed. And then, mama janmani janmanishvare. So no karma, no jnana. Mama janmani janmanishvare. I don't want liberation either. I don't want to be karmi, fruitive worker. No karma, no jnana, and result of it, liberation. Janmani, janmani, I'm willing to take birth, I don't mind taking birth. But in each birth I would aspire for one thing, and that is bhaktir ahaituki tvai. Aspire for bhakti. What kind of bhakti? Ahaituki. There should be no motivation. It's causeless devotional service. So this dhanam janam and this karma and this tamukti, this is also part of the complete package of dharma. So some of these things are to be given up. And that is all sarva dharman parityajya mamekam. So with this, we'll have to look at Quran, as we look at Puran also. Some of the things from Puran are to be given up. to go higher or to achieve the final destination or Golok or Krishna's lotus feet. So likewise we'll have to, some things in Quran maybe, not of, so whatever, Mami Kam Sharanam. Quran for sure somehow they do stress on one, no demigods. The cleansing is done, some kind of sarva dharman parityajan, that aspect, the demigod. They did marjanam and all the, even at the time of Muhammad when he appeared, they were worshipping some kind of 600 demigods. They are still listed on the list of 600. And, so they stress one. Of course, then the impersonal for sure. They just have a wall and they offer obeisances. There's no altar or no form or. Or let's take break at 12:30. Then this, what we are through, will just conclude. And then take the... Yeah, Mama Janmani, Janmani Ishware. I don't want liberation. I'm ready to take birth after birth after birth. I don't aspire to become liberated, merged in Brahman or... which is a result of the gyan, the gyanis, or they want to have Brahman realization, merging into Brahman. So, don't mind taking birth, but in each birth, devotional service. Okay, so this topic is big topic, sarva dharma parityajan. And this is the crux of the matter, in fact. Is if this could be understood, we should be understanding this thoroughly well. This is like an essence. This is like a should be clear on what this Lord talking about. Mahamikam Sharanam Vraj. Sometimes there's a comment about this Vraj. Vraj means to go. But Braj also means Brajamandal. You go to Brajamandal. You take shelter of Braj or go to Braj. Give up all mundane material world, just go to Braj. Go to Vrindavan or go to Mayapur, same. Because Braj is equal to Mayapur and Braj non-different. Love thy Lord with all thy heart, with all thy strength. This is Bible. It's talking about love. But then they also talk of, O Lord, give us our daily bread. And Prabhupada said this is, of course that could be like a artu artharthi jnani cha bharatar shabha. Four kinds of people come to me. Those who are in need of artha, some economic development. So Srila Prabhupada was, one time, few of us were there in Mumbai, and just before we were to leave for preaching, he was explaining the difference. There they pray, oh God, give us our daily bread. It's not pure. He appreciated that at least they are approaching God. But then he cited the example of Yashoda. Yashoda feeds bread and butter to the Lord. If he doesn't come on time, he goes with a stick. Bread is ready, butter is ready. Since the... Now you asking, begging, give us daily bread. Give us bread and butter. Here devotee says, God, eat. Bread, butter. So that's the... So there are some seeds you will find in Quran and Bible, some things are. You know, 99 names of Allah are mentioned in Quran. That's why when they chant on beads, their beads have 99 beads, not 108. Because 99 names. But Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashat. So the trouble is with Hinduism included, and Buddhism for sure, and this Islam and Christianity. This is all impersonalism, voidism. The karma, that you will find some karma in Quran as well. Jnana you will find there as well. The fruitive activities. So in that sense, it is to be given up. If the Hinduism is to be given up, I mean, well, the essence of Hinduism is Krishna consciousness. So whatever is not a substantial substance, just something secondary or something. Yeah. So those things are to be given up, and then you are getting something in return, and that is Mam Ekam. Ekam, me. And then we were hearing this morning there are so many incarnations of the Lord. They are also Bhagavan, but Swayam Bhagavan is Ete Chamsha Kalapumsa. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So there is a difference between Bhagavan and Swayam Bhagavan. So here Swayam Bhagavan is Ekam, that like gopis when Narayan or Krishna took temporarily a form of Narayan and stepped in front of them. Namo Narayana. They offered their obeisances and they inquired, "Have you seen our Krishna?" And when this so-called Narayan had heard this inquiry, "Have you seen our Krishna?" Yes, Narayan could not maintain his position. So gopis kind of dragged Krishna out of Narayan. He was just playing and doing a little drama, a little humorous way. You know, he had added some hands here and hidden his flute. But when that inquiry, "Have you seen our Krishna?" Krishna, that Mam Ekam, their Krishna, had to appear, then those hands were dropped off. Krishna takes the flute and he plays the flute. So Mam Ekam. So that, and then, we did not make much progress here. And then after that, Mam Ekam Sharanam, yesterday we were dealing with, Krishna says, you preach this, or don't preach this to those who are not austere, this, that. At least four conditions were mentioned. Those who are not into devotional service, those who are not bhaktas, those who are envious to them, you do not preach. And then, but he says, but those who preach, they become very dear to me. And, O Dhananjay, you have heard this with an attentive mind, he's again inquiring. All that I had been talking now, have you heard? Did you hear with attention? You were with me? Are you're focused? He's inquiring like that. We also had to see whether we were focused. We were. So is your ignorance and illusion now dispelled? And this will happen only if the hearing was with attention and focused. The result of such hearing, oral reception, receiving Krishna through the ears, seeing, Lord, also with the help of the ears. You don't see much with the eyes. See with the ears. So have you done this? And in response to that, Arjuna says, yes, yes, I did it. And as a result, now, nasto moha. We have talked a little bit yesterday or day before about that, or we had been talking. Oh, infallible one, my illusion is now gone. I have regained my memory by your mercy. This has happened. I am now firm and free from doubt, and I am prepared to act according to your instructions. And dialogue ends there. So, there's no need. The whole talk started in the middle of the battle, early morning hours on Mokshadaya Ekadasi day, at sunrise time. Krishna had to talk. Two armies were ready to go, kaushas are being blown. And then Krishna had to get into this conversation because Arjuna, Dhanurdhar, he is Dhanurdhar, but not ready to fight. So, but now he's ready to fight, so there's no need to talk further. And so Krishna stops. As soon as Arjuna, yes, karise vachanam tava, then everything has stopped. We'll drag on for a few more minutes. So that then there's a, so officially the dialogue, the samvad ends here. Okay? Between Krishna and Arjuna. And you could count sometimes. Someone has counted. Dhritarashtra speaks once only and Sanjay spoke so many verses. And Arjuna, I think 70 or some verses are... Huh? Somebody is saying 80? Yeah, so 70, 80. I forgot the exact number. So there's a number like that. And then Krishna has spoken more than 600, over 600 verses. And then Sanjay is the one. There's a dialogue, another dialogue still going on. This dialogue ended. Kurukshetra dialogue has come to an end, but the dialogue in Hastinapur continues. So Sanjay Uvacha is talking in Hastinapur. And Roma Harshanam says, what is happening to him as he was hearing the hair standing on end? As I have heard this conversation, then he says, I was able to hear this conversation. Vyasa Prashada Shrutavan. You should take note of this. Sanjay says, I was able to hear because of the mercy of Srila Vyasadeva, because Srila Vyasadeva gave that extraordinary power to see and hear. This was given to Sanjay. He was ready to give it to Dhritarashtra himself, but Dhritarashtra declined. No, no. If I see now, I will be seeing destruction of my sons only. So better I remain blind. Then Vyasadeva had given special vision, power, this Doordarshan television to Sanjay, and says, Vyasa Prashada. I was able to hear directly, Yogeshwarat Krishnat, directly from Krishna I have heard. And as I keep hearing this samvad, Advut samvad, Rishyami, I am becoming very joyous, jolly, happy. I take great pleasure. And punaha punaha, again and again, as I remember, also remember that rupam adbhutam hare, Hari's form is coming to my mind. And vismayaha, the wonderful. Rishyami cha punaha punaha, and I am enjoying. So these are the reactions, responses of Sanjay, who also was a witness to this conversation. He was directly hearing and relating that with Dhritarashtra. And the very last verse, Sanjay says, wherever there is, because in the beginning, Dhritarashtra had inquired, Kim kurvata Sanjaya? First verse, chapter 1, text 1. Oh Sanjaya, please tell me, please tell me. What did they do?
So what did they do? Means who is winning, who is losing the battle? And see, this is the beauty of Bhagavad Gita. The circle is getting completed. The note, on the note that Bhagavad Gita started, now it is ending on that note. And Sanjay is replying to Dhritarashtra. He says, wherever there, oh, you wanted to know, Kim Kurva, what is happening at the battle? And I must tell this to you, that wherever there is Yogeshwar, Krishna, and this Partha, which is Dhanur Tatra, there you will see four things. Tatra Sri, Vijayo, Bhuti, Dhruva, Nitir, Matir, Mama. As far as my mati goes, my intelligence functions, as far as I know the Shastras and have some experience, I must tell you this, that who is going to be victorious, who will be winning the battle? Because the battle has just now starting. But he's ready to give the conclusion from his experience. This battle is going to be won by Arjun party and Pandavas. Vijayastu Pandu Putranam Isham Pakshi Janardana. Vijayastu Pandu Putranam. The Panduputra's Vijay is guaranteed. Sons of Pandu will be victorious. Why? Isham Pakshi Janardana. Because Janardana is on their side. So their victory is guaranteed. So this is the wise men like Sanjay could, from their experience, their realization, they could draw a conclusion like this. Okay? And the first word of Bhagavad Gita is Dharma, last word is Mama. So, this Bhagavad Gita is Mama Dharma, my Dharma. This is Krishna's, my Dharma. I have given this Dharma. My Dharma is Bhagavad Gita. Laws of the Lord. Dharma is laws of the Lord. Laws are given by me in Bhagavad Gita. Mama, Dharma. From Dharma to Mama. First word Dharma, last word Mama. In between, this is Dharma, Mama Dharma. Okay, let's stop. Chant Gayatri and we'll continue a little. So, we have three more topics. We'll spend maybe about 10 minutes each topic. Make it brief, and then I think there's going to be another 5-10 minutes of not kirtan. Yeah, some prasad distribution, some thank yous, and the organizers. Kirtan in Guru Puja. We'll do that. And so 6 items of surrender. Someone could write the 6 items of surrender. Who knows what are they, one by one? Okay, whatever is favorable, you accept. That's one. Of course, listing is one thing. Okay, let's list. But this is, it's not easy to know what is favorable, determine what is favorable. There could be big debates and fights and what is favorable, what is... Okay, that's one. Two, whatever is unfavorable, you reject, kick out. That's easy, right? That's also, but this, again, same thing. Discrimination to determine what is unfavorable. Because mind is going to be playing big role, always accept, reject, accept, sankalp, vikalp, sankalp, vikalp. At every moment, mind is doing this, so above the mind is intelligence, so, and above that is soul and super soul. So with the help of Chaitya Guru and with the help of our superiors, spiritual master, we'll have to come to right conclusions. What is unfavorable for me? What is favorable for me? Food for someone could be poison for others. Each varna, each ashram, age group, this, that, could be quite a wide variety of list, favorable list, unfavorable acceptance, rejection. So this is, okay, so because we have, okay, a third, having firm faith that Krishna will protect. We struggle even, does God exist? If that's the, then we have to get over that first. Does God exist? So not only God exists, but He will protect us. That kind of, so that's a sign of surrender. These are fourth, Gopta. Yeah, Krishna is the only maintainer. He is the only Vishwambar, maintainer. Maintenance is also his portfolio. G-O-D. He's a generator, he's operator, he's a destroyer. G-O-D. So, God, Vishnu maintains, Krishna maintains, especially maintenance of our devotion. Not just feed our bodies, which animals, birds, bodies are also fed and eating, sleeping is going on, but our maintenance, devotee maintenance, not just soap and toothbrush and life insurance these days they're working on. But yoga kshema vahamyam. So it's not just these material needs, so, but body, mind, soul has needs and their maintenance there. So yes, fifth one. Self-surrender. Full surrender. Atmanikshep. Okay. The word is Atmanikshep. Fully surrender. Fully surrender. As for his wishes, you act. Yeah, okay, sixth. And on the top of that, we have to be humble. Is that difficult? You just be your, soul is, how big is the soul? Yes, not big. So, by nature we are humble. By nature we are humble, but we take false position of being center of the universe or someone big. So yes, Prabhu, you want to? Three is what? Firm faith in Krishna will protect and maintain. Well, maintain, one is maintain, one is protect. Part of the. There's a difference, subtle difference. Well, someone is, we need a timekeeper. We set 10 minutes for each topic. So we have three. Now this is, first one is currently being discussed, which I think is about to, time is running out.
This item itself are surrender items. In that, the fruitfulness will be very big. What actually is meant by that?
Someone wants to comment on this? Question is, all these are symptoms of surrender, and one of the item in there is a surrender. So what is the difference? Fully surrender, it says. Surrender, fully surrender. Yes. Bali Maharaj surrendered everything. Surrendered everything. So other things are different from that. Being humble, there's also surrender.
All the other five items are linked up to the fully surrender principle items. They support the full surrender, facilitate the full surrender.
That's one comment.
One of the first item is that we accept also something. So that also we need to surrender to. Not that we can keep it. Fully surrender.
When the thief surrenders to the police, or he also agrees that, you know, I'm going to surrender my gun, ammunition, I'm going to surrender my stealing, robbing tendencies, and you just order me, I'm going to act as per your wishes. I'm going to listen to you. So we are also some kind of culprits like that, disobeying the laws of the Lord, disobedient, stubborn, whatnot. So we want to surrender our wealth also. Everything is Todiyavastu Govinda Tubhyamayama Samarpay. It all belongs to you. Let me offer this back to you. And take a humble position. Means also we are surrendering that ignorance, taking a false position of being somebody, Ishwaro Aham. So as soon as you become humble, then Ishwaro Aham, that bhav, you have surrendered that bhav, that attitude, your false pride. You're renouncing, you're giving up, kicking. That is unfavorable also. You may say, whatever is unfavorable, you reject. So this Ishwar Bhav is unfavorable. You also give that up. And as you give it up, you become humble. This is also a sign of surrender. And so they are interrelated. They could be explained like that. As a result, Mamekam Sharanam Braj, as a sign of surrender. Sarvadharman Parityaja, give up varieties of religion or so-called religion or some secondary principles of religion. Give up. So that is also giving up. Anukulyasya Sankalpa Pratikulyasya Varjanam. Whatever is pratikul, against, contrary, Varjanam. Give up. So I think we have, as I said, we have a limit. I think we have to now move on to the next topic, if you don't mind. Okay, what is the next one? The substantiate the importance of surrender to Krishna through the bona fide spiritual master, coming in disciplic succession with appropriate reference to the Shastras. Someone wants to say something about this topic? We have a timekeeper, you are keeping time. We have 7 minutes for this topic, because first topic took a little few extra minutes. Ah.
1875. This means that one has to surrender to understand Krishna not directly, but through the medium of the spiritual master. Spiritual master is the transparent medium, although it is true that the experience is still there. This is the mystery of the secret succession. It's 1875.
Yeah, transparent via media, the spiritual master. What is transparent? You understand that? Transparent, what is transparent? You could see it through.
Right.
You look at the spiritual master and you see through him. Who do you see? It's Krishna. He shows you Krishna, or you see through him, you see Krishna. He doesn't block your vision. Others could be acting like a cloud. You are here and the cloud in the middle and the sun is other side. And then you don't see sun anymore. Krishna Surya Sam, who is so like a sun. Krishna is like a sun. So some people come in the middle, especially woman comes in the middle, or man could come in the middle. Something comes in the middle and you are illusion, you are ignorance, darkness. You stop seeing, you go blind. Right? I mean, one little entity is enough. to keep. Just see the power of Maya. Balam pashyame mayaya. Kapil Dev said to Mother Dev, just see the power of my Maya, especially in the form of woman. Stri mayam. Just one woman, or one man, or someone, he could be keeping you away from the Lord. But then, spiritual master comes in the picture, comes in front of you, and he doesn't block your path or vision. No illusion. And he, you see through him or with his help, and things become clear. Chakshudan dilo jai, janme janme prabhu sai, divya gyan ride prakashita. Divya gyan. Transcendental knowledge is revealed. It gives us eyes. So this is the Lord's arrangement. With the help of this arrangement, this is a big part of dharma, infrastructure, the whole facilitation that Lord does so that living entity, conditioned soul is freed. The sadhus, the shastras, the acharyas. So the guru, the spiritual master, has a big role to play. And Krishna says, surrender unto me, Prabhupada said. There's no difference. Krishna says, surrender unto me. And spiritual master says, surrender unto Krishna. So he's not talking. This is as it is, Bhagavad Gita as it is. But some other so-called spiritual master may one day declare, I am God. Don't look beyond me. Don't look through me. Someone behind me or... So then such so-called guru has to be rejected. He's unfavorable. Sign of surrender. Whatever is unfavorable, you reject. Again, Bali Maharaj rejected Shukracharya. He was not letting Bali Maharaj surrender unto Vamandev. So he rejected spiritual master. Because he was acting a little so motivated or not transparent. So he... the importance of surrender. Tadvidhi pranipatena. So Krishna has personally recommended this. So this is Lord's divine scheme, strategy, arrangement. Then there are different spiritual masters. Siksha gurus, Diksha gurus, Vartma Pradarshak guru, Chaitya guru. That's variety and discussion. Each one is to be understood. They have roles to play. Siksha guru could be a prominent in someone's life than his own. Diksha guru, that's possible. Oh, well. Time is up? Okay. He's a torchlight of knowledge. And a spiritual master, he has a... So tamaso ma jyotir gamaya. Get out of the ignorance, go to the light. That light is coming from Krishna. So that's the role of spiritual master. And the fourth here in this list and the final topic is substantiate the importance of surrender to Krishna as the ultimate conclusion of Bhagavad Gita with reference to some other Bhakti Shastras. Importance of surrender to Krishna as ultimate conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. Is that a conclusion of Bhagavad Gita? If we are asked, what is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita? A lot of times you say what? Sarvadharman parityaj. The importance of surrender. What is the importance of this? Mamikam Sharanam Braj, or surrender to Krishna. Is it important? How? Why? Freedom through surrender. Good? This material world? Devi.
Sir,
Only by surrendering to me, you can really cross beyond it.
Mam eva prapadyante maya medam tarantite. Mam eva, again. To me only. Mam eva prapadyante. Those who surrender to me only, what happens? Tarantite, they are liberated. Any other thoughts? We had to surrender this life. Anyway, we had to surrender, so why not? Instead of end of the life, surrender. Begin surrendering. Get used to this surrender. And then attain perfection. At the end, you'll be forced to surrender. Whether you want to or not, or don't want to. You'll be forced. So why not be wise and begin voluntarily surrender.
Other text in Bhagavad Gita where Krishna talks of surrender is this text, Bhavanam Janmanam Dik and Abhanam Prabhayate. That is a symptom of knowledge.
Surrendering unto Him. Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate. More you know, Lord, more you will surrender unto Him. There's a connection like that. Jnanavan. One who is knowledgeable, he will surrender unto Lord. Those who do not surrender, what is their position? Yashastra vidhi musrajya vartate kama karaka na sa sukham avapnoti na param gatim. This is one. Right there. Yeah.
Same question is say one called Vidya and Avidya. And Vidya, Krishna says, in the condition of Vidya or Vedanta is the knowledge in the Vedasya Sarvai Aham Vidya. Then why then Krishna says, I am to be known by the Vedas. And why one who knows, he who knows Krishna, Aham Sarva Sat Prabhu. One who knows Krishna, then they fully surrender unto Him and worship Him. And Arjuna establishes also Krishna as one God. So therefore, one should surrender.
Riva. Quite powerful. Logical. Even demigods, big demigods are surrendering unto the Lord Brahma with the tears in his eyes. He prayed to the Lord when he had committed some offense. Then he had come back and was in tears. Same thing with Indra also. Then that Indra had come to with the Surabhi cow, he came to Godrum Dvip. Brahma had come to Antar Dvip performing austerities. And then he was given this Haridas Thakur, Brahma Haridas Thakur position, incarnation. So demigods they take the dust of Krishna's feet on their head, while Krishna goes around in the forest of Vrindavan tending cows, taking care of the cows, barefoot. Krishna goes barefoot, serving cows, playing with his friends. Then Lakshmi and the demigod, they seek the dust of Krishna's feet, take that on their head. And that kind of Krishna is such a nice, wonderful Krishna. He's serving cows, he's playing with his friends. Yashoda could chastise him. So knowing that kind of Krishna, a lot of people don't know that Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna. Okay, so it was nice being with you, talking to you. Thank you.